Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pulls horse's ass off by getting those podcasts ready to go for you. Always titles them something. Dave gave you an example of what you should call it. Butthole Tattoo Logistics.
I just got done typing it on the screen.
Did you use that one? Do you use this?
I'm using it right now.
Perfect.
That segment is being uploaded as we speak.
Per his suggestion, or is it just linear thinking?
No, just I saw the email and I went, that's a damn good suggestion, Dave.
So I get, you know, my phone will just update me when they're downloaded. And I don't listen to the podcast because we do the show, but I see the titles all the time.
I heard most of it.
And they're just hilarious. I hear most of the show. But they're hilarious. They just pop down and says, you know, hour three, segment two, and it'll say, you know, like that, anal something, just whatever, just some crazy thing. And my favorite part is when people are in their car, it shows up on their, you know, their radio
or
whatever.
On the dashboard.
Yeah, on the screen.
It says Butthole Tattoo Logistics, and they're driving down the road.
There's a podcast about everything.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. And we do eight or nine every day.
Oh, there's a podcast about that. Yeah.
There's a podcast about that. Nick's got a podcast, too. It's about food. What's it called, Nick?
It's called Next Window, Please.
All right. Brett Michaels on the show tomorrow. We're talking to Brett, you know, among other things. Obviously, we're going to mainly bring up the him adopting that dog from Omaha, and it made national news. But, you know, we always talk to Brett about other stuff, too. So
I think that only works once, though. You can only name your dog Brett Michaels once.
We'll ask him that.
The next one that comes along, Brett probably isn't inclined to adopt the next Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name that
you
one Ricky Rocket and call
you can't
him.
Throw that out there, yeah. Yeah. But he's filling the program tomorrow, and also Walsh will be here tomorrow, right?
Yes.
And our good friend Greg Warren, comedian Greg Warren, in the studio today, along with Colleen. I see Joe Coy's coming to the Omaha area.
I'm trying to get a hold of Joe and line something up. But, yeah, new date just announced for next spring here in our town. And
sometime in March, but the tickets go on sale this Friday.
Yes.
Is Joe going to be in Wichita, too? Is he performing there?
I didn't see that.
Once he does Omaha, usually it's Omaha or Lincoln, for that matter. Looking for a Rangers fan. We don't know any Ranger fans. You know, still didn't even get an email. We had a whole bit about not knowing a Ranger fan. Nobody even said, a Ranger fan.
Yeah, dude, everybody's with us. Yeah, I don't know any either.
I don't know how much lidocaine would stop the pain of getting a tattoo in your butt. Lidocaine is a cream that takes away some pain, apparently, but how much?
It's a num-num cream.
It's a num-num. I know that.
Like, that's going to hurt no matter what you do.
Yeah. Your butt is just way too sensitive, you know.
You've got to condition it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making fun of your butt. It's too sensitive. Relax, dude. Right. Hasn't gotten Joe laid yet. I just got a few weeks ago. My next joke tattoo is No Regrets from the We're the Millers. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to say no.
He spelled it right here, though.
Yeah, it's got to say No Regrets.
Scotty P.
Yeah.
I like that he's planning on that tattoo getting him laid.
No, he spells it with an A, Todd. The movie's called No Regrets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an old commercial. No Regrets is an old
No
something.
Regrets is a Snickers commercial.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's my credo, yo.
Yeah, he spells it Regats, doesn't he? R-A-G. Look at you. You look at the picture.
It's No Regrets. R-A-G-R-E-T-S.
Yeah.
No Regrets.
Yeah, he spells it with an A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I love that movie. not even one? Not even one?
How many times does the tattoo artist have to step in and spell something correctly for people?
Or tattoo artist screwed up and spelled it wrong.
That's possible.
You know, I think that happens too.
Yep.
You just instruct him, this is the word I want, and then they spell it wrong?
Well, but you have to have your kids start spelling their name differently.
I told my guy, he goes, because I have my dad's birth date on mine, and my son had his death date. And he goes, when was your dad born? I said 1/19/34. And he's zzzz. And I go, hold it. 2/19/34. I forgot for a second there. So that would have been on me, man.
Yeah, but I mean, spelling, because you tell the guy what you want to have, and then they make up a stencil of it.
Right, they do.
You
do see that.
You're both to blame there if the spelling is wrong.
You're right. You're right, Puss.
The artist and the subject have both had a chance to go, wait, that's not how regrets is spelled.
Okay, right. So you get a little preview before it goes on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Joe, are you getting regrets spelled wrong? That's what you should do. He said from We're the Millers. So, he obviously wants to be, as a joke. Now, you got to make sure every woman in your life from here on out has seen the movie, or she just think you're an idiot spelling it wrong, you know?
But the people who get the joke will think it's hilarious.
Yes.
I think he should go all in with the Miller stuff and then right above his butthole. Boner Garage.
Yes.
The Boner Garage tattoo.
Boner Garage.
For the trifecta.
Boner Garage is classic.
You're up.
Joe might not be gay, so you probably don't want Boner Garage.
Maybe not all the time.
Yeah, but he seems like he's into the tattoo for the joke, and so, you know.
How about Pegging Garage?
Yes.
He might be into that.
Entrance only.
Just you said that, Todd. I was thinking Pegging Garage in my brain, man. It's probably works so well together. All right. Still looking for America's prettiest butthole.
Which apparently belongs to
a Nebraska girl.
A young lady from Nebraska.
Right, exactly.
With a lotus tattoo surrounding the anus.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so we were talking about pregnancy earlier. A couple different things. We talked about Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake apparently had an abortion years ago. Good for them. It was their right, you know. And they were young, and that would probably mess things up. So
their choice.
And it was their choice, right? Nobody
cares.
And
then this woman who got pregnant twice in 6 days. We started to get into this.
Yeah.
This is in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
So
great, more Eagle fans.
The term is superfetation.
And the Cleveland Clinic says your chance of experiencing this is near zero. It's literally one in a billion, 10 confirmed cases in the world.
So she got pregnant with twins, and then they laid another baby on top of
that.
Other way around.
Oh, okay.
She had a single baby in there.
So she found out she was pregnant.
Okay.
After 4 weeks of pregnancy, she went in for an ultrasound. They saw the one fetus. Okay, everything's cool. About 2 weeks later, she says she started experiencing pain in her lower abdomen. Worried that she was having a miscarriage, she goes to the emergency room. They do another ultrasound and reveal two more babies. So she's got three pregnancies from two separate incidents, six days apart.
The same dude, at least. She's lucky there.
Yeah, you know, same guy. Yeah.
I used to do the door-to-door transvaginal ultrasounds when I was in college. And it didn't work out very well.
No, it's a tough sell.
Knock on
somebody's
door.
The cop show up the third door.
It's easier to sell vacuums.
Do you need
a
transvaginal ultrasound by any chance?
Would be great, though, if she had triplets and two of them were black. That would have been great.
Well, we got an email regarding just that.
Oh, really? I love that bit. I love the I don't care how many times I see it, but people are reenacting the black smoke coming out of the reveal, and the guy's black buddy standing up the side going, making that face. I love that bit, man.
I can say his name. It's Mike. Worked in fast food about 10, 15 years ago. Met a family that had, according to mom, special twins. Whole family, including one of the twins, were white. The other twin was mixed. two different guys, two eggs fertilized within a certain time period. One was her husband's and one was not.
Is she still with her husband?
Good question.
That's yeah. 10, was the husband aware ago. That was happening?
Well, you kind of have to be at that point.
Well,
don't you?
He is then.
Once they're born.
Yeah. I don't know if he was aware.
But is he dumb enough to think maybe he has a, maybe I got some Mexican in my background. That's probably where it came from. Yeah.
That could
There's
be a cuck thing, too.
There.
He might have watched it happen.
Right. Oh, you think he was a cuck?
Could be.
All right. We watch too much porn. Everybody's a cuck.
No.
Everything's explained down to being a cuck. All right. I'm guessing she was cheating on the guy with the other dude.
Yeah.
But how long is it? It has to be within the first. A doctor will get a hold of us the next couple of days about
this. It could
this,
be two fetishes there.
Does it have to be within the first day?
He could have gotten cucked while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
He could have liked.
Oh, that's right.
He could have been a cuck, and he could have liked the other
Yeah,
guy.
But she would have been like fully pregnant girls. Then, you know.
Yeah. She wouldn't have been.
No, this is a 24-hour period,
right?
Right
on
it
top
would have
of
been
them.
Noticeable.
Yeah, apparently with this lady having the super fetation, they said, I think one of the keys for her situation, she said she'd always had irregular periods for her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors apparently say for this to happen, what her situation, it generally happens when two menstrual cycles back to back, each resulting in a pregnancy. So they figured out these kids are 6 days apart.
The way they both born the same day.
No.
So while we're in here, we're taking you out too?
I think they were born in separate incidents.
They had to be vaginal then.
That would suck. Having a baby and then having another one 6 days later.
Especially if you're the baby stuck in there saying, oh, I'll be out later, man.
There's more room.
Oh, but the twins were left back in. The oldest one would be the single.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in about 6 days.
Dad's really rough for the mom, but it's nice for the dad because when you're in there, you can just pick up that hospital phone and get a cheeseburger whenever you want.
Yeah,
they did say it was all three of them were born at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
3 pounds for the one who is the single conception, and then the two identical twins.
Identical too.
That were 3 and 4 pounds each.
That's going to be weird for the kid that's not a twin because I think it's going to be hard enough being like the outlier sibling if there's twins that are so close.
Right.
But they're
right.
Still calling them triplets.
But two of them are identical.
I guess you could since they were all born in the same
Well, triplets
session.
Are born with different eggs if they're not identical.
But they were conceived at different
yeah,
points.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
No, the
yeah.
sentence here reads...
I would think the baby left in there would Pac-Man anything new coming in there, but I guess it doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah. Dream, which was the Pac-Man. Single baby, was the first to be conceived, weighed 3 pounds. Twins Amber and Imani were 3 and 4 pounds heavier.
And one of them's named Dream?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So were they
Dream
6 and 7 pounds?
Oh,
maybe. I don't know.
That's a tough name.
That's a lot of baby to be carrying around.
Yeah.
If she had 16 pounds of baby inside of her.
Dream big. And they're waiting on you at a Casey's, you know.
And then they went and had another one. They had a baby
Sorry,
boy
I love
after
Casey's,
that.
By the way, I was just thinking of a job that most people would hate to have and just working somewhere, you know.
When
your
did
name
the,
is Dream.
Dream is like somebody's fake name before they take the poll.
Oh, the super fetation occurred in 21.
Yeah, that was when those kids were born in 2021. And then they had another one in 2022. Wouldn't you just be really scared after that?
Yes.
You would not have
sex with her while she's pregnant.
Or at least not
but he didn't
unprotected.
Know, yeah, they was within 6 days of each other. Well, not unprotected, right. Yeah.
Go butt.
I think their butts are pretty short at that point, but you're right.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. That, you know.
Probably.
A lot of stuff happening down there, you know. Yeah. Yeah, Bush cannot get pregnant. His vagina is just for show.
Yeah.
Is it?
I never.
It's like
that's
half
what he
ass.
Tells me. That's what really he tells me when he shows it to me.
Reveal that.
Yeah. It's half ass.
Hail?
It's a half ass vagina.
Yeah. Your genitalia remains an enigma.
Yeah.
But don't worry about that super fetation thing happening to you. Apparently, literally, one in a billion cases.
Yeah, but this guy's going to get out of sex with his pregnant wife.
Struck by lightning while winning the lottery.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Better odds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.